أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. قال الحكيم في محكم كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنا رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة إن كانوا من قبل لفي ضالين، وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم. ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء، والله ذو الفضل العظيم. مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا، بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله، والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. آمنا بالله، صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. للمؤمنين المؤمنات، brothers and sisters، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing on the ayat from Surah Al-Jumu'ah, mentioned the first ayah having the tawheed and the glorification, the concept of glorification being applied by all creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the second ayah, he introduces the Nubuwa, and he says he is the one who sent to the Ummiyin from the fact that they were mostly illiterate, mostly not taught, did not go to school, mostly could not read or write. Although some say that Ummiyin, referring to Ummul Qura, as it is the title of Mecca, being Ummul Qura, the mother or the source of other cities, in the sense that in Arabia it was the city that made other cities exist around it, and that was the title given to it, Ummul Qura. However, what I want to discuss briefly this morning, inshallah, is the tazkiyah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted for us, and therefore He sent the Messenger for that tazkiyah, for that purification. And what happens if we do not purify? The result or the consequence of not following the tazkiyah, not doing the tazkiyah that is intended for us through following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. The tazkiyah is something that He intended for all humanity. He says in Surah Al-Shams, after introducing the insan and swearing by him, he swears by the shams, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا, the sun, and the moon, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا, until he comes to the nafs of insan. He says, وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا, the soul of a human being. Then he says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ Zakkaha, and that is Jawabul Qasam, the response to all the swearing that occurred. The statement to be made after all the swearing, the seven ayat, 11 items to be sworn by, the statement to be made is the fact that those who purify, those who do tazkiyah, are the victorious ones. And those who do not do the tazkiyah, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, they are going to be completely regretful. Khayba is when you come to a situation and you feel like I have wasted. Wal-ayadu billah, that one gets to a position and realizes that they wasted their life. They were given the chance to live their life and they could have achieved so much and it was not very difficult, and they will realize that. One of my teachers used to say, it is not difficult to be Ayatollah Behjat. It is not difficult to be Mirza Jawad. And you will realize that, that it's not difficult. Because nothing in this world is worth it. These people detached from what is cheap, what is worthless. If we knew, if we opened our eyes, if we had the vision, if we opened our eyes to realize that none of what we have around us is worth it. If we detached from it and attached ourselves to the Creator and what He intended for us by creating us. And He says, after introducing Himself, that He is the King, He is the Holy, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus. He is the one who has all the might, Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz, the Mighty. That means the concept of might belongs to Him. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All of it belongs to Him. If we attach to Him, we have the good things. We have the Izzah. We have the kingdom. If He is the Malik, who are you trying to be with? You want the Mulk? Go to the Malik. You want the Izzah? Go to the Aziz. If we realize that, then it's easy to purify. It is easy to purify from everything, including the wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Messenger regarding purifying the people, He says, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ بِهَا وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ. Take from their wealth the sadaqah. He says to His Messenger, take it from them. And therefore, our scholars, they say, when you go to ask people to pay for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, demand it without any kind of embarrassment. There is no embarrassment. You're going to ask for a good cause. Demand it. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. You're asking them to pay their khums. Demand it. Not saying be rude, but demand it. I am doing you a favor. I'm telling you, pay, I'm doing you a favor. تُطَهِّرُهُمْ بِهَا. You purify them through it, through paying it. وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ, not وَتُزَكِّي أَمْوَالُهُمْ. You purify them through it. When we pay the zakat, we are purifying ourselves. The money is pure. God did not create it evil. Gold and silver itself is not evil. Put in our stomachs could be the charcoal of hellfire. Attaching to it is the evil part. We are the ones to purify or to be purified. وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ. The him refers to us. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. And pray for them. This is to Rasulullah, and this is to all of us. We need to remind each other of the concept of tazkiyah in every regard. The real, even najasat, when it comes to physical najasat you can purify by certain acts. Some things purify through the sun. The sun shines on them and they purify. Some things purify with water. Some things purify with istihala. Ainun najasa purifies with istihala. it changes format and it becomes tahir, even aynun najas. Yet human beings do not and cannot get purified with any of those. What purifies them in some cases is shahada. Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala, is what purifies us. What purifies us is detachment. What purifies us is to give away the worldly things. That purifies us. What purifies us is adhering to the teachings of the Holy Quran. The Prophet is here to teach us and purify us. What purifies us is to adhere to his message. That is the real purification. Now you can be as much as waswas as you want in tahara and najasa. And you can be as concerned as you want with what you eat. Go to an extreme or be moderate, or whichever way you want to do it. If we do not purify in the spiritual sense by adhering to the message, by detaching from material, we will not be able to purify. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the concept or the example of those who were given the Torah. He says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا. What happened to them? Now, typically when you say a Jew, what comes to mind? What comes to mind? Attachment to gold and silver. Yeah? The Rothschild and so on. Attachment to مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حُمِّلُوا التَّوْرَاةَ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَحْمِلُوهَا. What happens? They did not purify. They did not detach. They attached to it so much. They had the Torah. They did not adhere by it. The example of the donkey. Carrying books. عَالِم مِنْ غَيْرِ عَمَل. Scholar, having knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them and gave them the Torah. مِنْ بَيْنِ الْأُمَم. From amongst the nations. You don't act on it, you're worse than the animals. What is different between you carrying the Torah and the donkey carrying books? That is in their case. What about us? We are given the Prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us and through him revealed to us the Quran. The most complete message. The message that is to remain until the day of judgment. And we are chosen to be given that. What happens if we don't adhere to it? What happens if we do not purify through it? This is the consequence. Very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Those who oppress themselves. The first oppression is happening to myself if I don't adhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this whole thing to me again in the beginning of the month of Sha'ban in the dua we recited, that you chose us, khasastana, you chose us. Now that he has chosen us with this special gift. The Quran is a very special gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for purification. We need to purify through it. We do the tafsir of it so that we can learn and purify through it. So that it can teach us, so that it can change us. If we listen to the Holy Quran and the meaning and the tafsir, and it does not change us, it does not help us elevate our status, God forbid we will be in the opposite. Because if we are not progressing, we are regressing. Either we are progressing, either we're elevating, or it's regress. Therefore, we need to make sure that through the Holy Quran and through the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we are purifying so that we are carrying the Quran. Hamalat al-Quran is not a light thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offered them one of the tafsir of the amana is the message, one of it is the Quran. That it was so heavy that even the mountains could not carry. If we can carry it, then we are not ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. وَحَمَلَهُ الْإِنسَانُ وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانُ. Insan carries it. That's not the ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا part. If we do not carry it, is إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. He is an oppressive and he is ignorant, not because he carried it, because he did not carry it. He can carry it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to you and I. Do not ever think that we do not have the capability to apply the Quran in our life. Do not ever think that the message is too heavy for me. Do not ever think that God burdens any of us with beyond what we can handle. He would never. What he gave us, we can handle. We can purify. We can be the best. We can. And we're capable of doing that. Therefore, let's do it. Let's purify. And therefore, protect ourselves from being amongst those who were given to carry the Torah and did not carry it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us carry the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, to carry the Quran and apply it in our lives. We ask him to help us be amongst those who listen to what's said and follow what's best. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Let us remember all marhumin with الفاتحة مع الصلوات. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
محمد وآل محمد صلوات. دروازے حسین پہ سجدہ کیے بغیر. دروازے حسین پہ سجدہ کیے بغیر. بنتا نہیں ولی کوئی ایسا کیے بغیر. دروازہ حسین پہ سجدہ کیے بغیر. پہلی نظر میں شاہ نے حر سے یہ کہہ دیا. پہلی نظر میں شاہ نے حر سے یہ کہہ دیا. جانے نہ دیں گے ہم تمہیں اپنا کیے بغیر. دروازہ حسین پہ سجدہ کیے بغیر. 900,000 سر جھکے ہیں تبسم کے سامنے. 900,000 سر جھکے ہیں تبسم کے سامنے. اصغر نے جنگ جیت لی حملہ کیے بغیر دروازہ حسین پہ سجدہ کیے بغیر عباس وہ جری ہیں جو میدان جنگ میں عباس وہ جری ہیں جو میدان جنگ میں لڑتا ہے بازوؤں پہ بھروسہ کیے بغیر دروازہ حسین پہ سجدہ کیے بغیر غاصب فدک کا ناک رگڑتا ہی رہ گیا غاصب فدک کا ناک رگڑتا ہی رہ گیا جنت میں ہر چلا گیا توبہ کیے بغیر دروازہ حسین پہ سجدہ کیے بغیر اللہ کہہ رہا ہے تولا نہیں قبول اللہ کہہ رہا ہے تولا نہیں قبول زہرا کے دشمنوں پہ تبرا کیے بغیر دروازہ حسین پہ سجدہ کیے بغیر دروازہ حسین پہ سجدہ کیے بغیر محمد وآل محمد صلوات
زیارت حضرت امیر المومنین علیہ السلام و فاطمہ الزہرا سلام اللہ علیہ زیارت امیر المومنین علیہ السلام اللہم صلی علی محمد و آل محمد بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم السلام علی الشجرۃ النبویۃ والدوحۃ الہاشمیۃ المضیۃ المثمرۃ بالنبوۃ المونکۃ بالعمامۃ وعلى زوجيك آدم ونوح عليهم السلام السلام عليك وعلى أهل بيتك الطيبين الطاهرين السلام عليك وعلى الملائكة المحدثين بك والحافين بقبرك يا مولاي يا أمير المؤمنين هذا يوم الأحد وهو يومك وباسمك وأنا ضيفك فيه وجارك واضفني يا مولاي وأجرني فإنك كريم تحب الضيافة ومعمور بالإجارة فافعل ما رغبت إليك فيه ورجوت منك بمنزلتك وآل بيتك عند الله ومنزلته عندكم وبحق ابن عمك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وعليهم وعليكم أجمعين زیارة جناب فاطمة الزهراء سلام الله علیہ. السلام عليك يا ممتحنة امتحنك الذي خلقك فوجدك لممتحنك صابرا أنا لك مصدق صابر على ما أتى به أبوك ووصيه صلوات الله عليهما وأنا أسألك إن كنت صدقتك إلا ألحقتني بتصديق لهما لتسر نفسي فاشهدي أني ظاهر بولايتك وولاية آل بيتك صلوات الله عليهم أجمعين. السلام عليك يا ممتحنة امتحنك الذي خلقك قبل أن يخلقك وكنت لممتحنك به صابرا ونحن لك أولياء مصدقون ولكل ما أتى به أبوك صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وأتى به وصيه عليهم السلام مسلمون ونحن نسألك اللهم إذ كنا مصدقين لهم أن تلحقنا بتصديقنا بالدرجة العالية لنبشر أنفسنا بأننا قد طهرنا بولايتهم عليهم السلام. السلام عليك يا رسول الله، السلام عليك يا أمير المؤمنين، السلام عليك يا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، السلام عليك يا حسن المجتبى، السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك وناخت برحلك. عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله لآخر لحظة مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين وعلى أخيك العباس وأختك زينب جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم يا أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليك يا حجة الله يا ابن الحسن يا صاحب العصر والزمان، السلام عليك يا خليفة الرحمن، السلام عليك يا شريك القرآن، السلام عليك يا كعبة الإيمان، السلام عليك يا إمام الإنس والجان، أجل الله لك ما وعدك من النصر وظهور الأمر ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم بلغ مولاي صاحب الزمان صلوات الله عليه عن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها وبرها وبحرها وسهلها وجبلها حيهم وميتهم وعن والدي وولدي وعني من الصلوات والتحيات زينة عرش الله ومداد كلماته ومنتهى رضاه وعدد ما أحصاه كتابه وحاط به علمه. اللهم إني أجدد له في هذا اليوم وفي كل يوم عهدا وعقدا وبيعة في رقبتي. اللهم كما شرفتني بهذا التشريف وفضلتني بهذه الفضيلة وخصصتني بهذه النعمة فصلي على مولاي وسيدي صاحب الزمان واجعلني من أنصاره وشيعه والذابين عنه واجعلني من المستشهدين بين يدي طاعيا غير مكرين في الصف الذين أتاه له في كتابك فقلت صفوا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص على طاعتك وطاعة رسولك وآله عليهم السلام. اللهم هذه بيعة له في عنق إلى يوم القيامة. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كن لولي حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا